Okay, well, let's go on a little vacation now to Hawaii for a special Hawaiian music edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Paige Okamura, a.k.a. DJ Mermaid, is a DJ at Hawaii Public Radio, and she is with us now. Paige, aloha. Welcome to Here and Now.
Aloha. Mahalo for having me.
Well, and where are you right now as we speak?
Right now, I'm in the Hawaii Public Radio studios in Honolulu on the island of Oahu.
And dare I ask what the weather's like right now?
For Hawaii standards, it's cold and windy and rainy.
And by cold, you mean what, 65, 70 degrees?
Maybe not even. Maybe closer to 70.
Okay. All right. We'll just leave it at that and don't give us any more details. Tell me about your show a little bit.
So I'm one of the late night hosts here at Hawaii Public Radio. I have the Tuesday night called Bridging the Gap, and it's a AAA. And every week there is a different theme. But I, outside of my role here at the radio station, I am a Hawaiian language scholar. Mm-hmm. So I specialize in Hawaiian music and Hawaiian language.
Well, and in fact, you are what you call keiki papa of a particular area of Oahu. What does that mean exactly?
So keiki papa basically translates to someone who has been living somewhere for more than five generations.
Well, and you have brought us some Hawaiian music today, so let's get to some of that. The first one is actually a chant, Aua Ia, by Maiki Ayu Lake. So she sounds like she's telling a story about something. What is she saying there?
So this mele, this song, this chant is a prophecy chant. It's several hundred years old now. It was written for Aikanaka, which is one of our chiefs. But it's a prophecy that tells another chief, Kamalala Valu, to hold on to what you have, lest it be stripped away from you.
And why did you want to start off with this one?
So I wanted to start off with this because it tells a lot of where we are today, our social issues, our political issues, especially for Hawaiians. And it is a chant and a hula or a dance that used to live very almost secluded within halau or our hula schools. But it's become almost not quite an anthem, but it has reached beyond its confines that it used to live in. And now thousands of people know this song and this dance. And it has become this motto for Hawaiians today to hold on to what we have and to not let it be stripped away from us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to the next one that you brought us. This is Hano Hano Hale Iwa by the Aloha Pumehana Serenaders. Hano Hano Hale Iwa, kukira nila, kahokele eku, ikali See, now, even though it's not 70 degrees, I feel like I'm right there with you, Paige. Tell me about this one.
So, Hano Hano Hale Iwa, it's about the place where I'm from. And I'm from Hale Iwa. And in Hawaii, and in Hawaiian music, and Hawaiian thinking, we have this fierce love of land and place. It's called Aloha Aina. But we are proud of where we're from. So many of our songs extol the beauty of where we're from, but it's also like a time capsule. So if you speak the language or you understand or you dance hula, you'd get this whole history in about 5 song verses of Hale'iwam.
Okay, well, the next one that you've brought us is called Pua Lili Ehua by the Kaha'uanu Lake Trio. Just beautiful. Tell us about this one.
So this is Pua Lili Lehua by the Kaha'uanu Lake Trio. It's a love song. In Hawaiians, we write beautiful love songs. Mm-hmm. We write beautiful love songs and songs about lovemaking. And that song also comes from my hula lineage, my mother's hula lineage. It was written for her kumuhula. But also, the second verse is my favorite. It talks about, it says, Yaoi e imiana ina nani o ka aina, eianola au ma'ane'i e kaliana I ko ho'imai. Which basically, roughly translates to, while you're out there searching for the beauties out in the world, I'll be here waiting for you to come back to me.
Mm. It's more beautiful in Hawaiian, I think.
Way more beautiful.
Yeah, right, right. The next one that you've brought us is Pua Malihini. This is performed by the Kamehameha School. So pua in the title there means flower, right?
Yes. Pua means flower, and malihini actually means foreigner or visitor. Hmm. It was written by Helen Deshay Beamer for one of her relatives. But in Hawaiian, we have this thing, it's called kauna, which is basically like layers of meaning or innuendo or metaphor. And so when we write songs about people we love or people we don't like, it's often veiled in layers of kauna or metaphor. And so the person that was written for is compared to this pua malihini. But also the significance for that song is that the Kamehameha Schools Concert Glee Club performed it. And Kamehameha Schools is a school for Hawaiian children. So all the classes compete against each other. It's a big deal here. It takes up like 6 hours of TV broadcast time.
Wow.
Everyone watches it. Whether you went to school or not, everybody huddles around their TV and watches song contests. And this year, all the kids have written and composed their own songs in Hawaiian that reflect social issues today.
And is the Hawaiian language taught to all the students in Hawaii?
It's not. Hawaiian language was actually considered an endangered language by the 70s for a lot of reasons, and we have a long history of colonization and occupation. But after the illegal overthrow of our monarchy, Hawaiian language was essentially socially outlawed. Students in school were punished, corporal punishment, and hit and disciplined for speaking Hawaiian in classrooms. So within a very short span of maybe 2 generations, we had almost completely lost the language. So even though we have a big language gap for a while, for X number of generations, new work is being produced even today.
Well, it has been a pleasure listening to these songs and hearing about them from you. That is Paige Okamura, who is DJ Mermaid at Hawaii Public Radio in Oahu. Thank you so much. Aloha and mahalo.
Mahalo. Ahuiho.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That is NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.